You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. I will remind you today, if you're listening to us live, is Wednesday. Not a big surprise there. And being that it is Wednesday, Robert Mott will be joining us, as he does every Wednesday, to have a little chat about wine. And then remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating today. It's a little bit of some people might call it a repeat, I guess. I don't know how you want to term it. But it's Jelly-Filled Donut Day today. Jelly-Filled Donut Day today, as opposed to last week when we just had National Donut Day. So we're mixing it up a little bit, but not a whole heck of a lot. I just thought I'd drop that out there. Maybe we'll just go back to having a glass of wine later on in the day. Dow Jones up over 18,000 right now, up 63 points. Oil up 68 cents to 51.04 a barrel. The 10-year treasury down a little bit more at 1.703 is the yield. 1.703 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year treasury. And think about this. The German 10-year bund is at 0.057. And Japan, they get negative interest on their money. So if you put money in the bank, they don't even get their money back. That's the way it works over there. Think about that. You don't even get your money back. And why do you think there are so many people right now that are reaching out to us? And we've talked about some of the private money opportunities that I get called with on a regular basis, not only lenders or people with money who want to lend out their money, maybe on a private secured basis. But there are also people out there who are looking to borrow money, and they're trying to figure out what they can do with their money to try and make something a little more than that 10-year treasury is paying. Just a thought out there, if you're one of those folks on either side of that coin, give me a holler. There's people that want to lend money. There's people that want to borrow money. And we will act like a matchmaker. We'll put the two parties together. Speaking of parties and together, yikes, did you see what was going on yesterday? We got the last of the primary races went through yesterday. That was a little bit scary there watching what's going on as we see the Democrat and the Republican primaries coming to a close. I found it fairly fascinating listening to Hillary Clinton's speech last night, her winning speech or supposed winning speech, where she's talking about the idea of being the first candidate and the first woman and all this other stuff. For some reason, she omitted, and I don't know why, maybe I do know why, she omits the idea that she might be the first woman. Let's backtrack. She is definitely the first woman to win the nomination of a national party. That's a given. The part that she didn't talk about is she may also be the first person, which to me, person is more important than male or female, just because who cares? Well, I really want to do is see the best possible candidate out there. That would be my suggestion. Obviously, we don't have maybe it's not obvious. I don't really believe that we've got great options, but that is the way it is. We have who we have right now. But Hillary may be the first candidate of a major party who is, well, she's definitely the first candidate of a major party that I know of that's under criminal investigation. And by the time we get to the campaign or to the final part of the elections, she may even be the first person that's indicted for a crime in our country, and it might even be treason. So it's kind of an interesting concept that she's out there. Again, who knows what's going on, but the FBI does not do these cases. They do not get involved and spend the amount of money that they've spent, the amount of manpower that they've spent, the amount of hours that they have spent on a case just because, oh, maybe there's something there. And being that it's under a Democrat administration, I don't know how you get away with the idea of saying that it's all partisan. Seems to me like if it was partisan, it'd have to be under a Republican or the opposite party as far as the administration with the issues at hand. Just saying there, I don't get it, but that's the way it is. Now, here is an interesting article I did see, and it's pretty basic. Stephen Moore, well-known economist, talking about either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. Either one of them, according to Mr. Moore's analysis, is really looking, they're following what the Sierra Club's objectives are. And the idea behind the Sierra Club and what the objectives are is to destroy 10 million jobs in the U.S. Destroy 10 million jobs in the U.S. It makes sense because we heard from her own mouth on several occasions, Hillary Clinton saying that she wanted to put the coal workers, coal miners out of jobs and the coal mining companies out of business. That's on video, so it's not like it's a partisan issue. That's what Hillary said. Now, whether she agrees with it today or not, who knows? But that was what she said initially. Wants to put them out of business. Well, the Sierra Club, their next issue is to get rid of the gas mining or whatever you do, gas drilling, fracking, natural gas, all going toward a clean energy solution. Again, and I'm just going to share this, my opinion. I see global war. I see global climate change. That's obvious that the climate does change a little bit. The science says that it changes very, very minimally. The part that the science does not talk about or that I have not seen verified is, do humans have any control over the climate changing, and would are doing anything matter? That's the bigger issue to me, is what control as a mere mortal do we have when it comes to climate change? The climate's been changing long before we ever started dealing with this, but 10 million jobs. And after we had a jobs report last week of where we only created 38,000 for the month of May, could you imagine losing 10 million jobs? And yes, I know, I hear on the social media from our friends on the left all the time about how great President Obama has done in creating jobs, but they don't talk about net. They don't talk about the fact that we are down. We've got one of the lowest labor participation rates in history. We talk about the idea of the deficit being cut, but the national debt is up $10 trillion, going to $11 trillion. How that works in Washington math, deficit down, debt up, seems a little odd to me, but that is what they're talking about. That is the conversation. And you just have to get rid of the spin from all of this stuff. It's amazing how much spin we really do see when it comes to these matters. And then you go to the other side. Holy cow. Just talking about the concept of Donald Trump. At least last night, and obviously the man takes heat regardless of what he has to say. But the thought there, I mean, last night he used a teleprompter to give his speech. That was no good. If he's off the cuff, that's no good. And his comments about the judge, that was no good. Holy cow. And I could say, I mean, I've had some court cases. There are some judges that you got to wonder about. Just a thought right there. Talk about another thought. Let's think about this one. spending your money. New York City, actually, it's not our money, it's New Yorkers. They're going to spend $265,000 on bathroom ads to tell people you don't have to use the bathroom based on your birth certificate sex. You can use a bathroom of your choice. $265,000 out of the New York City budget just going towards bathroom ads. Maybe they need help in New York. I'm just curious. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Where in the world do pink grapes come from? Got to have pink grapes, being that we know that we see pink wine and rosé. So it must be pink grapes. We're going to talk to Robert Mott about that. Single women make up the second largest home buying group. We'll chat about it. Private money loans, government intervention, surprising facts about your credit score, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Think about this. If you have a credit card or a mortgage, the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Board, is collecting all kinds of information about you. They know they're, and they have no oversight. Think about that part. That's even scarier, is there's no oversight for the Consumer Financial Protection Board. In the 2010 legislation, CFPB was put under the Federal Reserve. So there's no elected oversight for the CFPB. There's some question marks about that. Why do you think some of the people on the right are looking to make some changes to that financial legislation? President Obama, Democrat Congress, 2010, that was the creation. And now that it's under the Federal Reserve, believe it or not, they're looking through the Republican, Texas Republican Lamar Smith, wants some oversight on it of the Federal Reserve and saying, hey, what do you know about the Americans and how much information are you collecting? That is the Your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Red, red wine means it is time for our weekly chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. It's a little warm. I'm out here in the Coachella Valley getting ready for a seminar we're doing next week. And it's a little toasty out here. So I thought maybe we might want to talk a little bit about summer wines, even though hard to believe we're talking summer this early in the year, triple digits. What am I going to drink when it's so warm out here?
Well, I'll tell you, the Coachella Valley right now has been, you know, we get that once in a while, every June or other June or so, we get a little bit of hot weather. But, you know, you got to get it. Like I say, we have some summer wines. We'll take care of that and adjust for it and get through it. So now that we're here, you know, and it's warm weather time, you know, some of those heavier reds may not be your first choice these days. I mean, even though I'm a Cabernet guy through and through, and I'd probably pick one up regardless of what the temperature is. But most people aren't like me. I'll acknowledge that.
is that good or bad?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, there's some really excellent go-to wines for summer. And number one on the list is rosé. And, you know, we have a couple of topics we can talk about rosé. But think about that nice, crisp, pink wine that you see occasionally. And I'm not talking about White Zinfandel. I'm talking about real rosé, typically fairly dry. Definitely, I'd lean French on this one, believe it or not. I mean, I'm kind of a domestic wine guy for the most part. But when it comes to rosé, I think I always think French wine. Nice wine rosé from Provence or the Rhone Valley goes great on a warm afternoon on the patio or by the pool. Just put it in a little bit of ice. I mean, it doesn't have to be ice cold, but nice and chilled, and it's going to be very refreshing. And it goes with just about everything you would want while you're snacking at the pool, whether that be chips and salsa or a nice cheese or something like that. So definitely a good go-to there. Another would be Sauvignon Blanc, another obvious go-to wine for that, or a nice white Bordeaux, which, of course, includes a lot of Sauvignon Blanc grapes or grape varieties in it. Again, dry, crisp, rich, fruity flavor. Some people might lean toward New Zealand style. Those people who love New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs, certainly they love them above all else, but certainly another great patio wine or warm weather wine. I would stretch a little bit, maybe head toward a lightweight Chardonnay, probably unoaked or a minimal amount of oak on it, so it kind of lowers the weight of the wine. So it keeps it a little lighter, a little crisper, a little more friendly for that patio or warm weather environment. And if you want to go red, a couple of good choices there would be a nice Barbera or a Pinot Noir. I'd serve them both with a slight chill on them. Makes the wines taste a little better and present a little bit better, especially when it's warm. Lastly, you can see if you want something sweet, maybe a nice Riesling or an off-dry Moscato or something like that. And, of course, you know me, Ron, bubbles always work for me. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, winter, summer, spring, fall, holidays, celebration, whatever. But a nice chilled bottle of sparkling wine or champagne certainly goes a long way for it to offset that hot weather outside. And as I'm fond of saying, you can never, at least I've never had a bad day when I have a glass of bubbles in my hand.
I love that. So there's so many rabbit trails here, Robert. I'm going to try and stay a little on topic, but maybe not. So the first thing that you mentioned in there, right at the top there, you brought a great point out that a lot of people, I think, will skip over, was when you mentioned the idea that regardless of what your go-to is a cab, and I'm kind of in that same boat. I'm not a big-time believer in, you know, if it's fish, I have to eat, drink this. If it's meat, I have to drink that. If it's hot, I have to do. You know, if I like my Merlot or my Zin, that's where I'm going. You kind of just, from the expert standpoint, you said the same thing. Your go-to is a cab regardless.
Yeah, drink what you like, you know, at the end of the day. If you like it, you like it. You know, it's hard to argue with your own taste, you know.
Absolutely. Now, let's go to the next one. I have a friend that kind of drives me nuts just because of his methodologies. He does what he likes, and that's great. Throws a bunch of ice cubes in his wine. I think I can almost hear you screeching, Robert, when he does that. But how do I keep my wine, other than drink it faster, how do I keep it cool on a hot day outside?
Well, drink it faster is always a good solution. You know, I think you and I are both big believers in that. But I think the one thing, of course, is keep your wine bottle in an ice bath, which is really obvious. The other thing that may not be quite so obvious is don't fill your glass to the top, you know, because as you work your way through it, if you're not drinking as fast as perhaps necessary to keep it cold, if you're enjoying it, maybe you're sipping it, by the time you get halfway through a full glass, the bottom half is going to be warm. So just pour a little bit at a time. You won't be insulting anybody, and you won't be, and if people are above average intelligence anyway, they won't be thinking that since you're going back to the bottle all the time that you're just trying to drink it all. Just be very moderate in your pours, no more than perhaps than you can consume in maybe 10 minutes or less, and that way you'll keep your wine in the proper temperature. Now, there are other ways to do that, too. These things that these glasses that have little pockets for ice in them. there are things that go in the bottles, you know, that you put in the freezer. There are sleeves you put around the bottles, et cetera. But I found the best solution is keep just a plain old ice bath and wine bucket, and just don't pour a lot of wine in your glass at any given time. I think that's one of the best methods I've found.
That was a question I was wondering is what your thought, and that seems to be the easiest one, other than for people like me who are extremely lazy and would rather just sit there and, I don't know, drink my wine and enjoy it. But I was wondering what your thoughts were on those. I saw like a metal rod the other day, or a metal, almost looked like a serving thing that you freeze it and then stick it in your wine glass.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Ron, you know me. I'm a technology guy. I'm a gadget guy. But when it comes to wine, I'm a basics guy. I don't like a lot of gadgets, and that's my own personal preference, of course. And not everybody feels that way. But I kind of like the keep it simple, stupid method for me. Of course, you could. Another alternative is to use that ice bath and get a really long straw. I think that might be right up your alley, Ron.
There you go. Now we've solved that problem. It's easy. I like that one. I've got another problem here that I saw, and I actually threw this out there on our social media channels when we were talking about the broadcast this morning. And I was kind of curious because you've shared with me over the years, and I've known this, that wine comes from grapes. Seems like it's a pretty simple thought. And I've seen red grapes. I've seen green grapes. But I've never seen a pink grape. So where do we get that rose wine from?
Yeah, rosé. Yeah, it happens when the skins of the red grapes touch the wine must or the juice for only a very short time. And it's in the winemaking process. You know, when you get the big, deep reds, they're allowed to sit on the skins for a very long time, or maybe, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And that's what the process they call maceration. You've heard of macerated cherries, of course, but, you know, this maceration happens during the wine process, winemaking process. And it's that time when the skins and the juice from the grapes are allowed to be in contact with each other. The thing to remember about rosé wine is it's made with red grapes, but it's made in a white wine method, and so it's not allowed to sit on that skin for a long time. Now, there's some different methods of getting rosé that are, you know, get down to the next level of being technical on that. And I mentioned maceration. That's the maceration method. And that's when you're making, you're intending to make one big batch of rosé. And so you, all the grapes you've harvested are intended to contribute to that rosé. So you only allow the grapes to rest on that, on the skins for a very short period of time. And then you finish the wine like a white wine. But it, even if you let only out for an hour or two, it generally picks enough color off the skins to get that nice pink color. It can be anywhere from a rose color, you know, really a red color to a almost a salmon. This is the method that's used in the primary rosé producing areas of the world like Provence and Languedoc Roussillon in France. The next method is called saunier, or the bleed method. Saunier is used during the first few hours of winemaking of a red wine that you actually bleed off a certain percentage of the juice, maybe 10%. And then that juice you finish as like a white wine, and it turns out to a rosé. So what that ends up doing is it's generally done with wineries who are trying to make a bigger, more concentrated red wine, and one of the ways they do that is to take some of the juice away. So they kind of get kind of a two for one there. They get a little bit of rosé that they can market and sell, and they also improve the intensity and the weight of their primary red wine. And then the last method is what we call the blending method, is where you take just a little bit of red wine, maybe 5% or so, and just drop it in a vat of white wine, and that blend, you know, adds up to a pink wine. So it's pretty uncommon for still wines, still rosés, but it is relatively common in the champagne world, where they will take a Chardonnay and they'll put a smidgen of Pinot Noir blended into it. They end up with a rosé or a blush champagne. So lots of ways to get there. At the end of the day, don't be afraid of that rosé wine. The pink wine is not white Zinfandel necessarily. Check the label, and there's lots of great choices out there.
Sounds great information as always, and I guess I didn't have to worry about that. I hadn't seen a pink grape. I guess now I understand that a little bit better. And my buddy Don, he might still like the wine now that it's not a pink grape. So great information from Robert Mott as always. Thanks for sharing that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, real-time real estate and the word on wealth. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The the best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully one in three American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PAIR to 79564, to get your professional equity analysis review. That way you can understand, you know, what is your value? What is the value of your property? We're seeing so many people that are not aware of how much value they have in their home. They've wanted to move. They've thought about moving, but they don't think they can simply because they don't realize they've got as much equity in their property as they might have thought they had. Just a thought for you, and I want to share that so you have a good inclination there of what's going on. So you can text PAIR, P-A-R, 79564, get that information going. So let's think about this. There's a lot of new information coming out. I shared with you yesterday briefly and quickly, we went through the concept of who the groups are of first-time home buyers. Single women make up the second largest home buying group now, according to a recent report issued by the National Association of Realtors. Their 2015 profile of home buyers and sellers, single women make up 18% of all first-time home buyers last year, second only to married couples, who made up 54% of the total buyers. Whether they are young, single, and no longer want to rent, or newly divorced, the amount of single women becoming homeowners greatly outnumbers single males, who at 11%. Survey of recent home buyers revealed some interesting trends about the growing group. Average age of these first-time home buyers, females, 32 years old. Income. Here's a very, very important number. Average income nationally, $49,400. Single women are more likely to become pre-approved for a mortgage in order to know their budget at the beginning of the home buying process and to be able to make a move if they find their dream home. Think about that concept. We chat about that on a regular basis on Ron Siegel Radio. The idea here is getting pre-approved with a lender that has a track record of not only getting you pre-approved, but closing the deal. It's fairly simple when you understand how the process works. It's fairly simple to get the underwriting or the automated systems pre-approval. The challenge then becomes, how do you make that stick? How do you make that close? That's what's important, because who cares about the pre-approval if you can't get to the finish line? It's like saying, I got into the race, but I couldn't finish. No ribbons for those that don't finish. Just thinking there. Many female home buyers think long-term when considering buying a home. Often considering what amenities they may need in the future. And I'll quote from the report. So what do women like best about home ownership? They believe that they are investing in their future by building equity and financial security. They're also very happy to no longer be paying their landlord's mortgage payment. Being independent and having control over their environment is a key. Have you heard any of those things before?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It appears that it is not marriage before mortgage any longer for either gender. As we reported yesterday, unmarried couples make up 13% of buyers, while single males account for 11%. Hey, guys, I think we're falling behind the ladies right here. They're getting ahead of us, and in a good way. If owning a home of your own has always been your dream, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a real estate professional in your neighborhood, and I'll put you in touch with the team to help get that loan pre-approval for you. Again, the idea here is we want you to get pre-approved for the loan. You need to understand what it is that you qualify for. It becomes very disconcerting if you go out and start shopping for a home and then find out that you don't qualify for it. And then you start looking at other properties that are not as nice as the one that you didn't qualify for. Not as nice maybe from the sense of dollars and cents. And again, generally, and I'm going to put a very, very crazy thought here. But generally, a $200,000 house is not as nice as a $2 million house. And I know that it sounds far-fetched, but the same thing holds true in when the spread is a little closer. So don't get out of whack with what you go shopping for. Get pre-approved first. And then that way you can get to the finish line and you can own your own home. Again, many, many programs are out there. Again, if you're looking at traditional loans, they're there. The FHA loan, 3.5%, down payment assistance programs, 0.5% or less. The VA loan, no down payment, and under certain circumstances, depending upon the guidelines and the community that you're in and the price of the property, the VA loan, great loan, one of the best on the market. We are pushing at the lows on interest rates right now of the technical channel. And I don't want to get too technical on you, but if you're thinking about buying a house, if you're thinking about refinancing a house, interest rates are, they follow the financial markets. And I've talked to you about that before. Right now, from a technical standpoint, it's a good area to be looking at getting ready for a loan. If you haven't got your documents in order, get them in order. Then if it's when the time to pull the trigger, so to speak, figuratively, is right for you, then you're in line to do it. If you don't get in line to do it, then you have to look and say, okay, why is it that we're waiting? What's going on? Think about those concepts. The other thing that we really want to make sure you know is if you are an investor, those investor loans are back. If you are a business owner and have been contemplating buying some investment property or other real estate, think about those as well. There are second homes, vacation homes that you can use, part-time rental, making them an investment property. And now if you put a down payment down, there are certain loans where all you need to do is show that you've got the down payment money in the bank. And it's pretty simple from there. There's not a whole lot of documentation beyond that. So those that have been very, very efficient at managing their taxes and they have a business, pays most of their expenses, so they don't show a huge amount of income. And I don't want to get into all of the tax planning strategies. I'm sure you've got a great tax planner following the laws. The idea here is the underwriting guidelines do not always match tax reporting guidelines. And when that happens and when there's divergence there, sometimes people find it difficult to get approved. They've got the money, they've got the cash to make the payment. They might even be making a rent payment as it is. But then they go and try to buy a house, and the strategies they've been employing for their business, for their personal and for their taxes and their income, they don't all line up. the loans are back to solve that problem for people right now. And I can put you in the, and ironically enough, the interest rates are not crazy on those. So give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the people that understand those programs as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, unspoken rules every home seller should know. Might get into a little bit more of those surprising facts about your credit score. Got a lot still to cover. We're having fun right here on Ron Siegel Radio. And you can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. Well, Credit Sanitizer already got their methods for today. Credit Sanitizer should have been them. How about the Household Board of Directors? Text ATP 79564, ATP to 79564, creating your household board of directors. So let's think about some unspoken rules every home seller should know. First off, if you're thinking about selling your house, my suggestion is, even from the very early days, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Let me put you in touch with a realtor in your neighborhood. Because one of the things, when even if you're thinking next year you want to sell, let's chat about it. Talk with one of the realtors and get an idea of what they see compared to what you see. It's amazing the difference. A lot of times people think there's a ton of what they need to do to get ready to sell their property. And when a realtor, the one that's going to be responsible for getting the property sold, marketed, photographed, and communicated to the consumer, what they look at may not be the same. What they need may not be the same. Not everything. Number one, not everything needs upgrading. You hear so many times people are worried about the wrong things because you've lived in the property and you're thinking about, what is it that I want to change? What is it that I want in a new property? What don't I see here? As opposed to, what is a consumer going to see? What is a consumer going to think? So not everything needs upgrading. Door hinges, vent covers, cabinet knobs, light fixtures. Good places to spend because they're small fixes and make a big difference in appearance. Focus on above grade improvements over below grade, finishing different areas, kitchens, bathrooms, maybe the areas that you want to do some consulting with. Here's why I say that. A friend of mine just bought a new house. And the house, from my perspective, was turnkey, ready to move in. But from her perspective, she changed the kitchen before she ever moved into the property. I would suggest, in many instances, ladies especially, you know, guys, you know, we're kind of go with the flowers. Ladies, especially in their kitchen, they want it the way they want it. Not saying it's good, not saying it's bad. It is what it is. And the concept here is, if we go as a seller, spend a bunch of money making modifications to the kitchen, we're not going to get that money back as a return on investment in many instances. Now, if you've got a 1970s kitchen, that might be a different situation. But if you're just saying that the looks are from last year, or you don't like the way the knobs are and the fixture or the light fixtures, things like that, the next person is going to may not have the same exact values that you do. The appraisal, it's a very important process. You've got to have somebody that knows how to manage the appraisal for you. The lender cannot do anything with the appraiser, against the law. But the real estate professionals, they should be at the appraisal. And that way they're leaving or giving some information to the appraiser just to help them out. How did they come up with the valuation for the property? Once you have that understanding, then the appraiser may come a little bit closer to the contract price if they weren't already there. And we know statistics are telling us from Ellie Mae, appraisals are coming in at like 1.9% below contract price. Why would that be? I had this conversation with a listener just recently. They were wondering, why is it that an appraiser's valuation and a realtor's valuation are not necessarily the same? Well, the appraiser has to support his number. He has to look backwards and say, what's happened in the past? And when he looks backwards, all he can really be looking at is that which is closed. So if he's looking backwards and finds a property that, even if it closed last week, and more often than not he doesn't have that current of information, it's probably going to be a week or two or three old, the data he looks at. But that's a property in most instances that went into contract 30 to 45 days before that. So the appraiser data in many instances can be as much as 60 days old, whereas a realtor is looking at today and the future. The realtor is saying, okay, there is X competition on the market today. This property varies from that property in these ways. What value are we putting on those? So the appraiser is looking backward, the realtor is looking forward, and we've got to get the contract to match because the lender is going to look at their collateral, which is the property, and value it based on what the appraiser says. So we got to get that information out there. Home staging matters. A good realtor is going to tell you what needs to be there, what needs to be gone. You've lived there. You know, my situation, for instance, I've lived in my house over 20 years. There's a lot of garbage there that a realtor would say, get rid of it. We can't have this much stuff here if we want to maximize the value of the property. So staging, clean, simple, easy stuff. Your window of opportunity is smaller than you think. If you think you're all caught up, you're probably still behind. Have a time frame for the sale. Putting the property on the market at the right time is key. When is the right time? It all depends. What do you need? You need to move on with your life. So once you've made a decision to sell, my suggestion is, depending upon what you're doing, no time like the present. Why would I say that? Yes, I have a real estate license. No, I do not transact real estate business. I'll introduce you to the right people. I don't do it myself. So why is it that I say no time like the present? It's because of the crystal ball. And I just don't know what that crystal ball is going to be. Mine's really fuzzy. I can't see into the crystal ball, so I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I know for sure in November, we will have a new administration. Will they be an administration of Hillary Clinton, which means we pretty much follow what's been going on the last 7 years? I don't know. Will we have an administration of Donald Trump, which means he says that everything over the last 7 years is wrong and does it a different way? I don't know. The one thing I know is where we are today. Where are interest rates going to be? I've been saying for a few years now that interest rates are going to go up. Why? Because they're at near historic lows. Again, my crystal ball doesn't tell me what's going on, but I can certainly see that interest rates are at near historic lows, and there's a lot of room on the upside for interest rates to go up, not a lot of room for interest rates to go down, especially with all of the regulation that's in our environment. So again, Hillary Clinton in office, regulation stays as it is right now, probably accounts for 1% of the mortgage market. Donald Trump gets in if he gets his way and changes some of the regulation. We don't know whether he even get his way to change it. Interest rates, we might see some of that cost of regulation pulled out of the interest rates, which may bring interest rates down, but then the economy may get better and the interest rates will go up because of economic issues. So again, there's a lot more room for interest to go up than down, no time like the present, because that way it helps the buyer with your property. They can buy the property and you get great interest rates. But just as importantly, if you're looking to sell, well, you can get a great interest rate too from selling. So think of both sides of that issue. Again, planning, planning, planning. Your listing needs to stay fresh. Don't worry if it sits. I want your listing sold in the first 2 to 3 weeks. There are strategies to make that happen. And one of the strategies is buyers can't stand losing. How do you make sure that they lose or you deal with that emotion? Well, you put your property out at a very, very aggressive price and let the buyers bid against one another. When they're bidding against one another, they will bring the price up to market value. It happens nearly every time. Very rare that the price does not get up to market value when the buyers are bidding against each other. Now, when they bid against each other, they know they're bidding against each other, so they're less inclined to put together a heavy list of repair needs and asking you to give concessions because they know there's somebody on their heels trying to get the property and they can't stand losing. Use it to your advantage. Home inspections kill deals, but they're a good realtor on the buy side, a selling agent helping somebody buy their home, they're going to request or suggest strongly that they get a home inspection. Make sure you understand it. Take care of the issues now and deal with it. Don't let the professionals handle all of these issues for you. When the professionals handle it, they've dealt with it before. So they understand what they're working on. And I'm going to suggest to you that they're going to take the emotion out of the process. When they take the emotion out of the process, again, you're going to do better. That's what you're paying them for. Let them earn their money. That they'd rather it that way. And what I'd like you to do is set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.